Okay, we're on page pay. Page pay. In paragraph, we did the beginning of Gimel, or second paragraph from the bottom, I believe. Mm-hmm. We're talking about what is the actual avoda of Shabbos. And we said how different Shabbos is than the other days. The other days are a means towards connecting to Hashem through the various mitzvahs that you do. Shabbos is itself the vehicle of being by Hashem. And therefore, all you have to do is remember that it's Shabbos. That's all you have to do. You have to yearn to receive the gift from Hashem. Even if someone gives you a gift, you still have to want it. You can't throw it away. So that's the avodah of Shabbos, is to know that it's Shabbos. Two paragraphs on the bottom. Uchsivin it writes, Shram Rabbanei Yisrael as a Shabbos, and the Jewish people should guard the Shabbos. Lasos as a Shabbos, to do the Shabbos. What does that mean? Hainu means the Al Yidei Shmira Greta, that by keeping the Shabbos alone, by desisting from doing work, Havi Ki'ilu Asas Shabbos, as if you did the Shabbos. Because by not working, you're not breaking the concept of what Shabbos is. Avolamita Sholdavar, but the truth of the matter is, Hikula Yom Shomatana, it's all one day of a present. It all comes from Hashem's side as a free gift from heaven. Because the answer is, you don't need anything else. That Shabbos is the holiness from Hashem's side, as we've discussed. This is our service on this honorable and awesome day, Shabbos Kodesh. B'meshach kol yom, during the course of the day, what is it our job? Lizkor es ha-Shabbos, to remember the Shabbos. Hainu mean to say, shelo lahasiach das mimenu, not to forget that it's Shabbos for a minute. Or as they say in Yiddish, ligin in Shabbos, to be immersed in the Shabbos, to lie and be immersed in the Shabbos. To rest and reside, to be placed, to stay within the thoughts of Shabbos, to constantly know and feel and sense that it is Shabbos. Bachiloso, bishtiyoso, ubitiulo. When he eats, when he drinks, when he walks around, lodas to know. Zezah shulchan. Asher lifnei Hashem. This is the table before Hashem. Shebuchal esrim v'arba shows Hashabbos v'toshev Hashabbos, during the 24 hours of Shabbos and the extra time before and after Shabbos. I made hu lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu b'poil b'oifin shoyna l'gamim kol sheshes mi'amaisa. He is standing before Hashem actively and in a different way, totally, than the other 6 days of the week. That's what you have to keep being cognizant of. Achim nirtza lahagnis haShabbos. So to the point where if you want to define the Shabbos, never you'd say, you know what Shabbos is? Alanga shmona esrei. Tvila amida rucha. It's a long shmona esrei. It's a 25-hour shmona esrei. That's what Shabbos is. So it's like shmona esrei. It's like you feel you're before Hashem. So it's a 25-hour shmona esrei. It's a situation of standing for the king actively during the entire day. And the avoda is of a person. The work for Shabbos is to remember that that is the reality. And therefore, and to guard not to desecrate that situation. Okay? So that's the real key. It's a mental activity to keep the focus, not to lose the focus. And if you have that focus, you're not going to transgress the Shabbos. So now you can understand, you know, why even if a person b'shogeg unintentionally desecrated the Shabbos, he still would have to bring a korban chatos. You wake up in the morning and you flick on the light switch because you weren't thinking. That means to say you weren't doing the avodah Shabbos. If you every minute knew it was Shabbos, there's no way you could mistakenly turn on a light switch. And if you're turning on a light switch, that means your mamish didn't think it was Shabbos. And that is the real avodah of Shabbos, is to be in touch with that reality. Payalf. Ulazeh, and therefore, to this extent, menagnim ktsas yehudim shirim. Jewish people sing different songs. Doing Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, Shabbos is the day for Hashem. Or the other tune, Shabbos, 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 right? Right? Mashaloshem, we don't sing. Pesach, Pesach, Pesach. We don't have a niggin. We have a niggin, you know. Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. There's such a niggin. Right? Shabbos Hayom LaHashem. The refrain is Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. Why are you saying Shabbos a million times? So you won't forget it. That's what it is. So you won't forget it. Lahavdol, Lahavdol. Right? You go to a hockey game, right? So we went to that game in Buffalo. Every minute, let's go Buffalo. Let's go Buffalo. The whole night, let's go Buffalo. And you can't forget. You're cheering your team Buffalo. That's what you're there for. You're cheering them on the whole time, the whole 2 hours. Let's go Buffalo, right? So, same thing. Lahavdol. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. You just keep saying it. Shabbos the whole time. That's it. Uchadaymer, similarly. V'chein kolas mirash of a Pesach. All the nigunim of Pesach, Irene and Bin and Yisus Mitzrayim. It all talks about going out of Egypt. V'rosh Hashanah, Bin and Malchus Shemayim. And Rosh Hashanah, everything's about the kingdom of heaven. But most of the songs that you sing in the Gunim for Shabbos, all it is tells you about Shabbos. And nothing so, like, otherworldly. Some of them are, like, so basic. You know, it just tells you what you do on Shabbos. You have Lecha Mishnah, you do this, you do that. It's very simplistic. It's nothing, you know, I'm sure it's esoterical too. But on a simple level, it's just simple things what Shabbos is. Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yomim is the most honorable of all the days we sing. Shamatzah BePesach He Mitzvah Achila V'lo Zechira. When we eat a matzah on Pesach, it's a mitzvah of eating and not remembering. Avol B'Shabbos, but Shabbos, the Iker Mitzvah Shabbos, the main Mitzvah Shabbos is Lizkor Es HaShabbos, to remember it's the Shabbos. U'Mizchiras HaShabbos B'Mela Kedusha Gedola V'Shefa Brachas B'Matana Min HaShamayim. And through your remembering that it is Shabbos and living in that reality comes the great holiness and the great flow of blessing and gifts from the heavens. Okay, now he's just making a ha'ara, a note, so to speak. Kasher magdirim u'magdishim es ha'hevdol ben ketusha Shabbos kedusha mu'adim. We have to add a point when we are now defining and pointing out the difference. Stressing the difference between the wholeness of Shabbos and the wholeness of the Yomim Tovim. Tzorach lahosiv nekuda chashuva. We have to add an important point. Shadvarim einam muchlotim kamo yisbarakan. Things aren't as absolutely defined as we've explained. Why? It's not so absolute that Shabbos is this and Yontov is that and finished and the two don't have nothing to do with each other. It's not true. Because we know all the holidays are also called Shabbos a little bit. Every Yom Tov is a shtickle Shabbos. And that's what the Chazal say. Shabbos, Yom Tov, he Shabbos. Shabbos is Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Shabbos. So, Shigam Bohem Yesh Iser Malacha V'Shvisa. The truth of the matter is, you can't do a heck of a lot of work on Yom Tov either. And you have to rest too. You can do a little bit more. You can cook. All right? But that's about it. Can carry. Gazelle. Anything related to the cooking process. But basically, there's not a lot you could do on it. You still can't go to work. You still can't drive in your car. You still can't turn the light on. I mean, there's so many things you still can't do. And also the opposite. Shabbos Asma Afi Nimnas Ben Mikrei Kodesh Parashas Emor. Shabbos itself is listed amongst the holidays that's mentioned in Parashas Emor. It has a little bit of the level of holidays. So although Shabbos is primarily Shabbos, but it's got a shtickle Yontif, and Yontif is primarily Yontif, but it's got a shtickle Shabbos in it. Well, we'll see. I don't know if we want to necessarily get into this right now. Vim Kane. So it comes out, Nivdelas HaShabbos Mikol HaMoadim. So how is Shabbos truly separated and different from the other holidays? B'zeh? Shamoadim Kiddushasam HiKiddushas HaMitzvus. The holidays, their holiness is via the holiness of the mitzvahs. Okay, it's through what I do in the unique mitzvahs that brings the Kedusha, that has me tap into the Kedusha of that Yontif. V'la Shabbos, he hashar l'kedusha Hashem Yisbarach Miuchad. The Shabbos itself is that gateway to the Kedusha of Hashem, the unique Kedusha. Having gam kein Shabbos, but since the Yom Tov are also a Shabbos, it's also called Shabbos. Yesh b'hem gam kein es hashar l'dveikas hanara mein Shabbos asma. It also is a gate to this unbelievable closeness, which is similar to Shabbos. V'afal pi she'ein b'hem ka'otzmas shel Shabbos, even though it doesn't have the essence and the power that Shabbos has. Well, company mix a Shabbos Shem. There's a little bit of Shabbos. The Hilcha Shvisa Shal Moadim Hen Yisod B'Kedushas HaMoadim Lo Pachas M'Kedushas HaMitzvah Shem. And keeping the laws of resting on the Yontif is the fundamental aspect of the Kedusha of the holiday that's no worse than the Kedusha of the mitzvahs that you do. In other words, what he's saying is Yontif, it's what you do that creates the Kedusha, not so much what is. But then he adds, but keeping the Shabbos, the Hilcha Shabbos, the laws of Shabbos, you know, they are no different than the mitzvahs that you do as well. So you have part of that rest. It's not total rest, but part of that rest brings in Kedusha. But it's not total rest. From Nam Yuchadis here, Shabbos, but Shabbos is unique. Shabbo Yesh Es HaShvis Egmur. It has total rest from work. I feel malachas ochel nefesh, even from the work you need to be able to eat. Therefore, all the boundaries, all the barriers have been taken down. And the gate is now totally open to achieve the clinging, the total clinging to Hashem, that there's nothing like it at any time or with any mitzvah at all. It's total surrendering. So Yontif, so what do we have? Yontif, when I eat the matzah, shake a little bit, etc., that is a vehicle to bring Kedusha into my life. And when I refrain from working, although it's not totally relief refraining, it's also a way to get close to Hashem, and that is in the way of resting, which is a powerful way. But it's not total. It's not total resting. It's not total surrendering. There are still a few barriers, so to speak. Right? But it's there. Shabbos, there's no barriers. Mamish, no barriers. You're totally surrendered before Hashem. And the more you surrender, the more the Kedusha can come to you. And now the other side. V'chein b'Shabbos. Avo v'she'ikr ma'losa hi ma sh'leis l'megamar klum. The main level of Shabbos, like Malchus, that there, it has nothing for itself. V'yaspach l'armiri l'kedusha Hashem Yisrach. And it's a clear glass to be able to receive the Kedusha of Hashem. U'meila niknes b'ikr. You know, it's like this. This idea with the spaklaria, the window, it's like this. You know, Hashem shines His radiance into your life. Right? So now you got to make sure that the windows are clean. Are really clean. The windows are mamish clean. The Kedusha just comes right in. It just comes right in. Got clean windows. Right? And you have to, the windows aren't 100% clean. That's the reality. That's the reality.
There is a reason why there is a difference. Well, I mean, I know what Shabbat.
There's different levels. There's aspects. Remember, Shabbos has everything. The Yom Tovim focus on particular points that make up the everything. Right? On Yontif, you're not resting totally. I can go cook a chicken now. There's a lot of things. You can be busy in the kitchen all day on Yontif. On Shabbos, you can't.
So the purpose of resting is different?
It's total resting on Shabbos. Total resting on Shabbos. On the Yom Tov, it's resting from anything else other than what you have to do to stay alive. But that's not total resting. It's not total resting. It's still good. You're able to connect. And there is a window. And light gets in. but it's not totally clean. Not totally clean. The nature of the yontif isn't as powerful as the nature of what Shabbos can give you. And the yontif has to give you certain unique feelings. Feelings of freedom, feelings of Torah, feelings of crowning Hashem. That we have to have. We have to focus on that in a big way. Right? And those are all elements that bring this into our lives in a powerful way of those unique elements. Shabbos is the overall totality of feeling the general closeness to the overall closeness to Hashem. Right.
What is Shabbos when the windows open?
I'm sorry?
There
has to be a window because there has to be a separation between us and Hashem because we're still body and He's still Hashem. There still has to be some window because it can't be. If we'd be totally connected to Hashem, we wouldn't exist. If there's no window, there'd be no existence. So we have to have some existence of our own. When the world to come, the window's gone too. The window's gone too. All right, let's leave that for now. Okay, let's leave that for now. I mean, it's Shabbos. It's total Shabbos plus. Okay, plus. Right, it's the ultimate Shabbos. It's the Shabbos without the body. Shabbos is Shabbos with the body. Yom Kippur is Shabbos without the body, which is pretty good. On the one hand, it's better than Shabbos. On the other hand, it's less than Shabbos. In which you can accomplish more for your neshama on Yom Kippur, but not necessarily the neshama and the body together. On Shabbos, it's the neshama and the body together, in tandem, feeling this way. On Yom Kippur, it's just the neshama. It's just the neshama. And maybe the neshama could feel more, but it's not feeling it in this world. Shabbos is the taste of the world to come in this world. Yom Kippur is the taste of the world to come not in this world. Right? So that's a different aspect. Because you're not really living in this world on Yom Kippur. You're not living in this world. Right? And that's not really what Hashem wants. Hashem really wants you to live in this world. He wants you to eat in this world. Right? So Yom Kippur, because Hashem wants you to get to certain levels of holiness, so He jump starts you, so to speak, so get out of this world for a day. Yom Kippur is being holy outside of this world. Shabbos is being holy inside this world. That's the difference. Okay, back to the Shabbos. So second line into the paragraph. Umela, once you got this clear glass, Umela niknas be'ikr lefiyamida ad kamish esoifik el teicha shra shechina. So there, consequently, you acquire primarily according to the measure of how much you allow to absorb inside yourself the Shekhinah that's coming into the world. Al yideh asachir v'ashmirah, through the remembering and through the keeping. V'akesher b'machshava l'tushas Hashem Yisbarach ha'choveches is called Mitzvah Shabbos. And the connection that your mind has to the Kedush of Hashem that is literally hugging the whole reality which is Shabbos. Yachidim zeh, but together with that, yesh mitzvah sam yucheres ha'Shabbos. There's unique mitzvahs to Shabbos. And the actual keeping the Shabbos and refraining from work is also a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Right? It's like the holidays, because there is an action of mitzvah. Maisa mitzvahs miknim lemakaimam kinyonim yisonim nefesh. The active mitzvah that you're doing acquires for the person a fundamental acquisition of soul. Kain b'Shabbos Kodesh. That's how it is on Shabbos Kodesh. Adei shmir Shabbos greater v'kimis aseh. In other words, if I just keep the Shabbos, the mitzvah Shabbos, there's a certain aspect of holiness, even without all these deep thoughts. Kamo Kiddush v'Avdolah v'Shar mitzvah Shabbos, like any other mitzvah Shabbos, which is Kiddush and Avdolah, etc., etc. Gam b'lo kavanas aleh, even without deep concentration. The power of the holiness penetrates and sanctifies and elevates every Jew who keeps Shabbos. But still, next page. Who wants to have the awesome part of Shabbos? The main work for that is not to lose thought of the Shabbos at all, as much as possible. And to know and to believe that this is a day of unbelievable connection to Hashem. That comes essentially from the fact that it is the day of Hashem and His gift. And to know that is actually standing before the king, and then will come, consequently, an unbelievable holiness and tremendous help from Hashem in all His things. So what he's basically saying is like this. Yom Tov has, in other words, there's two ways to arrive at Kedusha. One is I do something, and that makes the connection to, it's like the circuit. You have a circuit, and you have wires, and when you connect the wires, boom, the light goes on. So that is, whenever you do a mitzvah, you turn the switch on, you make the connection, the light goes on, and you have a little bit of Kedusha in one little place. And that's what the mitzvahs of Yom Tov do. Shabbos, the whole thing is one big connection. It's not like you're just connecting a little light bulb goes on. It's like you're opening the blind and the sunlight permeates the whole room. All right, you can be in a dark room and you put a light switch on. Okay, you have light in the room. In this part of the room, I have light. But if I have a big full glass wall, right? And now it was the curtain was down, and I removed the curtain. The whole room is flooded with unbelievable light, not just a little connection in one little spot. Right, so Yom Tov, there's mitzvahs on Yom Tov to give me little connections, which are very nice, and they're very focused. They're very focused connections, you know. Or you could use a little different analogy. It's like the power switch. So I can have better like a small light switch, six watts. So where you're at, it gives you a lot of light. But if you move away, it doesn't give you a lot of light. Right? So it's different mitzvahs give you a lot of light in a little place. Right? So for freedom, I got a lot of light for freedom on Pesach, a lot of light for keeping Torah and Shavuos. Right? But what's behind the Torah? What's behind the Pesach? What's behind it? It's Hashem. If I have a sense of freedom, then that freedom can connect me to Hashem. If I have a sense of Torah, that can connect me to Hashem. It's a vehicle to connect me to Hashem. And those mitzvahs are those little vehicles that connect me to Hashem. Right? But what about being with Hashem? What if the light shines right in? I'm right there with Him. So I'm at the source of those things. I'm Amish at the source. That's Shabbos. Right? But on the other hand, the Yom Tov does have the fact that I do refrain from most work. So it's like I'm opening up part of the shade. Part of the shade opens. And part of the overall connection, I'm with Hashem, but not as deep as on Shabbos. On the other hand, Shabbos has mitzvahs. Shabbos has mitzvahs. Mitzvahs of not being mechal Shabbos. Mitzvah of making Kiddush. Mitzvah of Havdalah. So that becomes a little light that focuses a way of connecting to Hashem as well. Right? So there's different ways of doing that, so to speak. You could be right at the source. You could be together mamish. Or you could be, you know, connecting in certain areas with Hashem, right? So that's how each one has an aspect of the other. Each one has an aspect of the other, and you have to have them all together. You can't say, well, now that I got Shabbos, forget about Yom Tov. No, you know, now that I'm really connected to Hashem, I still need to feel that total sense of Chayrus, and Pesach is mamish focusing on that a lot, and you'll get a high dose of Chayrus on Pesach. On Shabbos, it's like the source of all the doses. But you still need the high doses. Right? Good, I feel really close to Hashem. And with that, you feel a certain sense of freedom. But on Pesach, you get a mega dose of freedom. Right? That's what I still need. You say, what do I need Pesach if I have Shabbos? What do I need it for? I got Shabbos. Right? But still, you know, just like in a marriage, right? You could be the time when the husband and wife are together, right? But then, you know, there's times where you're not absolutely together, and you need, you know, mega doses of certain attributes and certain things of how to do certain things together. So they need a mega dose on certain aspects of the marriage, right? But the deepest part of the marriage is just being together. But you can't just always just be together. You still got to do things. You still got to take out the garbage, right? So there's a Yom Tov to learn how to take out the garbage. A mega dose on taking out the garbage. A mega dose on making a living. You know, mega dose on saying kind words. Like, So you have to have aspects that you really have to focus on, highlight, while on the other hand, you want to have that overall feeling of connection. That feeling close, a good feeling, but it's got to play itself out. It's got to play itself out in specific things you do to enhance that relationship. You can't just, husband and wife just can't sit around together all the time. We'll just hold hands and sit like this forever. You can't do that. You know, you got to get out there. You got to make things happen. The wife's got to cook. The husband's got to get a job. So there's mitzvahs. You know, as if there's the mitzvah, how the wife should cook in a way to make the marriage better. How the husband should fix up the house to make the marriage better. Those are focal points that come out of that. Okay, so that's the essentialist in Shabbos and Yom Tov. They have on the one end big in one aspect and a little aspect of the other as well. Yeah.
You said that Shabbos is it's light, it's everything, it completely fills the room. So is that both filling with positives and negatives, like things you can do and things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? I just ask that question, as you mentioned before, that if you turn on a light switch by accident, you have to bring the chatas because you really should have been thinking about what you can't do, which is you can't turn on a light switch. And very often, when people who don't know about Shabbos, all they know about it is all the negatives. So you say to them as well, you kind of take those, internalize them, and then you can focus totally on the positives. But it sounds to me from what you're saying is that you really have to also focus constantly on the negatives as well, the things that you can't do.
It's not so much focus on the negatives. If you are totally in the positive, the negatives are automatic. Let me use, again, the husband and wife analogy. The husband and wife are holding hands together. Let me tell you what one of the negatives is. The husband should not think of another lady at that time. Right? Like, not a good idea, right? Right? Not a good idea, right? So, you have to focus on that? You have to focus on that? I mean, if you really are focused that you love your wife, guess what? You're not going to corrupt it by thinking of something else. It's mamela, right? You got to say, oh, I forgot, dear. I was thinking of, you know, the cute secretary, you know. You know, while you're holding hands with your wife, you're talking about the cute secretary. You're not going to do that. You know, can you imagine telling your wife, you know, we have an amazing secretary at work. She's gorgeous. She's just like, no, that's not what you're going to be talking about. Right? But it's obvious that you can't talk about it. It's obvious you cannot talk about that. We hope you're not thinking all day long not to think about that. Do you understand? So it just becomes obvious. We therefore say, of course, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't, because if you're totally connected and surrendering to Hashem, who is the essence of your existence, you're obviously not going to think about anything else.
So if you're totally connected, you shouldn't even think about turning on the light.
Yeah, it should be to that point. It's so Shabbos. I mean, it's unthinkable to do it. It's unthinkable to even want to do that. Right? If you're totally connected, Hashem is the source of all existence. I am not the source of existence. I'm totally surrendered to Hashem. Where does it come to do anything of that nature that shows that you have some creative power? It becomes a mamela. So sometimes you got to train people. When they're young, they got to be trained. Don't do this, don't do that. But you have to be careful to say why they shouldn't do that. You know, and you could explain it to any kid on their level. For a kid, you'll tell them, you know, if you're playing in a baseball, you're playing hockey, playing any sport. So when you're playing, are you thinking of other things? How successful will you be when you're thinking of other things? How well can you move the puck, right? If you're thinking about something else, you can't. You totally won't be able to move the puck. So how well can you be connected to Shabbos if you're doing things that are the opposite of what Shabbos is? So it shouldn't be, you're not filled a whole day. Are you really spending a whole day every fall thinking of not being Mechal Shabbos?
No, but my point is that might have led me to turn on the light by accident. It wasn't because I wasn't thinking of it.
No, if you were really thinking it was, once you know it's Shabbos, it's like automatically in the back of your mind, don't turn on the light. It's not on the forefront, it's on the back. It's in the back. It's in the what do you call it? Not the conscious, the other conscious.
Subconscious.
Subconscious.
But you said that Like, you should have thought all the time that it's Shabbos.
That it's Shabbos, and so therefore,
part of the Shabbos is not turning on the
right.
Lights, so
right.
You should be thinking about not.
But it's the subconscious thought already. It's the subconscious in the back, and therefore we don't do it. Obviously, we wouldn't do that. Just like I'm holding my wife's hand, so obviously I'm not thinking of the secretary. I'm not thinking of the secretary. Right? It just can't enter your mind. And if for a second it does, you push it out right away.
So the positive, it is all positive. And the positives push out the negatives.
That's the preferred way to do it. Obviously, if a person is only thinking negative, he's still accomplishing it, but it's not making him very happy. It's part of when you surrender before Hashem. So if I'm surrendering before Hashem, there's nothing I can do. What if when you're on vacation? Right? When you're on vacation. Right? Real vacation, right? You think about work? Shouldn't. Right? You're out there in the cottage, you're on the lake, you're fishing, whatever. You're thinking about all your clients? You shouldn't. If you are, then you're not on vacation. You're not on vacation. Right now I'm on vacation. I'm not thinking about anything else. Right, and if you do, you're mechallel the vacation. You're mechallel the vacation. There's a void in feeling that you're on vacation. Right, so if you take your laptop with you, then for sure you're going to be mechallel the vacation. If you take your cell phone with you, you're going to be mechallel the vacation. Right, so it becomes clear what you're there for, what you're doing. Yes. Physicality, yes.
Now, having them together, you always come thinking about this, not thinking about you think about the light or thinking about, because it's composed. It's not like Yom Kippur, which is just spirit, just God, just the neshama. Just you composing together. You doing things for your body also.
Yes.
So you start. So it's natural that you'll be thinking about. Maybe not really switching on the light, but for the pleasure of the homer also, for the goof. So you bring yourself to switch on the light without paying attention.
So you're asking, if Shabbos is a day for the soul and for the body, why wouldn't you think about turning on the light for your body? So the answer is, the beauty of Shabbos and the power of Shabbos is that your body is elevated to be in sync with your neshama. It's not acting as two separate entities. Your question is based on the fact that my neshama has one agenda and my body has another agenda. Shabbos puts the two together. Shabbos puts the body to follow the neshama. That's the beauty of Shabbos. Where the neshama is so powerfully connected to Hashem that the body that's connected follows along. Feels the Shabbos the same way, and the physical body will love doing the Shabbos together with the neshama, as the neshama instructs it. And there's no fighting going on. It's very happy to do it. Right? And it also remembers that it's Shabbos. And the physical body enjoys the spiritual connection. So when I'm eating that piece of gefilte fish, and the fish is going down my throat, on Shabbos you have the ability to sense the spiritual beauty of eating fish. A whole week long, you're just hungry and you're eating food. It's the feeling of the body as it feels connected to the neshama. The body can feel unbelievably spiritual if it is totally connected to its neshama. The whole week long, it's very hard for the body to feel that. The whole week long, the body feels, when it's doing the body, it's doing the body, and it has nothing to do with holy things. And when it's doing holy things, it has nothing to do with the body. So, today, now you feel your neshama and your body isn't feeling. When you're davening, you're feeling neshama, your body isn't feeling. When you're eating breakfast, your body feels everything and your neshama is gone. That's not the way we really want to live. You know, and during the week, it's very hard to keep the physical things in a spiritual context. A tzaddik, a really holy tzaddik, every day is Shabbos. Every day is Shabbos for a holy tzaddik. But for most of us, it's a struggle. So on Shabbos at least, since I'm divesting myself from all the other physical things of the world, I try to keep this small amount of physical thing, which is eating, right? Going for a walk, whatever, all connected and making it a spiritual experience as well. And that makes Shabbos higher than Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, there's no real physical experiences to elevate. Okay? So the fact that my body is so in tune with its neshama, so even though I'm eating, but that whole eating act is a totally spiritual act, it doesn't want me to turn the light on. Because turning the light on is totally not connected to a spiritual act. Totally not connected to a spiritual act. And that my body at that state won't want to do. We're not doing that connection. What we're doing is we're getting a more powerful connection with the neshama. The neshama is getting a much more... It's Shabbos Shabbason. There's even the greatest shvisa. The greatest shvisa to the extent that I have no body. And the truth is, God does not want us to live that way in this world. He does not want us to live that way in the world. He wants us to live harmonizing the body and the soul. That's Shabbos, is the way He wants us to live. So you're going to ask, well, what do you need Yom Kippur at all for? The answer is, to the degree that you will know that your soul is awesome, to that degree the body will listen more. So Yom Kippur is a one-day, temporary, awesome revelation of your neshama. Because the truth is, that level of neshama should be revealed every day of the year. But there's so many things in the way, you don't realize that. You have that day of Yom Kippur, the whole neshama comes out so big, there's nothing else to focus on. You realize, wow, I'm really an unbelievable spiritual person. Now let me see if I can take some of that deeper knowledge of my soul and hold on to that thought for the rest of the year. Right? That's what you try to do on Yom Kippur. That's what you try to do on Yom Kippur. Right? And that's really what every Yom Tov has its aspect. How free are you? On Pesach, you will really find out how free you are. You get a mega dose of freedom. And let's hope you keep that the rest of the year. And everything else that goes with that. Okay? Let us... Yes?
The idea of Shabbos being this ultimate connection between the spiritual and the physical. I mean, this sounds like an amazing idea. But in reality, most people probably won't or don't really get there. So it seems to me it's like you shouldn't berate yourself for something like that. You know, I failed because I didn't get to that level. It's an amazing idea that you sort of ideally work to, but not something that we should try to get to, but it's not something that we should feel like, you know, we failed if we didn't reach that point, because it seems like an ideal level. It doesn't sound like anybody's ever got to that level. Maybe
not true. Not true. You could be on that level.
Have you ever had a
if you focus, it's possible to be that way. Again, it's like telling a husband, you know, you should, when you're with your wife, you should always, always only think of your wife. The fact that, you know, it's impossible to not think of the secretary. So, you know, okay, you better work on it, man. You know, you better work on it. What can I say? We have to realize, yeah, it's a lofty goal, but start working on it. I mean, it makes a difference between being a Jew that is in touch and being a Jew that's not in touch. You know, what can we say? There's different levels. We're not going to say if you keep the Shabbos and you're thinking of baseball and you're thinking of that, you think of that, we're not going to say you don't get anything from the Shabbos. You're going to get something from the Shabbos, but you're not maximizing what the Shabbos can give you. And that's a real shame. That's a real shame. You're going through the physical motions of Shabbos and not the spiritual motions of Shabbos. You know, that's the way it is in everything in life. You have marriages, people just go through the physical aspects of marriage and not the spiritual aspects of marriage, and they really don't have any great marriage. They have a nice marriage, it's fine, it's, you know, it's your companions, you know, they have a good time together, but they're not one unit. So they're missing out on what the whole, that's what all life is. There are people who are in touch with their life and people missing out on their lives. Unfortunately, most people are missing out. Most we're missing out, as is so evident today, right, in this world. So that's why we're learning this book. I mean, most people don't know this book. They don't even know what they should be doing on Shabbos. They just don't even realize it's something to work at, right? And years ago, people knew it. Years ago, people knew it. The Mamish knew it. The Mamish felt it. The simple Jew felt this way. Maybe not all the Lumdas, not the Zohars and everything else. But they just knew this is what Shabbos is. It's mamish the day to be with Hashem, and they would take delight in being with Hashem. You know why? You know why? Because the rest of the world was so, there was no delight in the rest of the world. The only thing you could find delight in was Hashem. Unfortunately, now there's so much false delight in this world that it seems to be a lot better than delighting in Hashem. And that's the real challenge now, to pierce through the falseness of the rest of the world's pleasure and to realize it's really nothing. To realize it's really nothing. Yeah, Leonard? Yes. Yes.
So how can such a great gift attach itself to such a few people with such a great gift?
It's because it's a deep spiritual gift. It takes a maturity to appreciate it.
Yeah, but a great gift should be taken up by lots of people with such a great gift.
Listen, if it was easy to get, it wouldn't be that great of a gift. Would it?
No, it wouldn't, but then we just work to get that great.
Yeah, here's a gift. Here's a gift. Here's a pen. Okay, there's a million pens out there. They only cost $1.25. How great is the gift?
One says super
serious. Right? How great of a gift is it? Right? Hey, I'm going to give you diamonds, you know, but you got to work at it. You got to work at it. Gift is one you have to work at. Spiritual gifts work different than physical gifts. A spiritual gift, you have to be spiritually connected to be able to appreciate the spiritual gift. What if you give a 4-year-old a check for $1 million? Right? He's not going to appreciate it. He doesn't know what it's worth. But isn't that a good gift? It's a good gift. Now, when the kid grows up, he'll enjoy the gift. So if a Jew grows up, he'll enjoy the gift. The trick is in Judaism, you got to grow up. And people just don't refuse to grow up. So, you know, what do you want from Hashem? Can you imagine? You know what it is? Well, this would be a great drush. Right? It's the Peter Pan syndrome. Peter Pan syndrome of Yiddishkeit. I won't grow up. I'll never grow up. I don't want to be a grown-up. It's the Peter Pan Judaism. What was it? I remember as a kid, we had the Seder, it was nice, the singing. Now you got to grow up, mister. Right? In every other aspect, you've been trained to grow up. You got to go out, you got to make a job, you can't play all day. How come in the most important thing in the world, people don't realize you got to grow up? And they don't grow up. They just don't grow up. Right? So what are you going to blame God? You know, God says, listen, this is what's available to you. He said it in the Torah often. Shabbos is the one mitzvah that's in every one of the 5 books of the Torah. I mean, if we would learn Torah, we'd see how important Shabbos is. The Leonard promised people aren't learning enough Torah. So then what do you want? The kids, people don't want to grow up. You don't want to grow up, then there's nothing you can do about it. You know, it's unfortunate, but there's nothing you can do about it. Okay, tomorrow, it's perfect timing, because tomorrow is Erev Shabbos, and the topic is Erev Shabbos. Okay? So we worked it out well. So where Erev Shabbos fits into this concept and the idea that Shelby is so happy with, the idea of sleeping on Erev Shabbos. Yeah, you're supposed to sleep on Erev Shabbos. So we'll, tomorrow's... Stay tuned!